Okay, good morning.
Okay, we're learning Hilchos Pesach, Gimel, of Tav Nun Dalet, which matzah you're not yotze with. Tav Nun Dalet, Gimel. Leikah b'zman hazeh diyada lemichla tilkach kol min chalita asur. Okay, nowadays we don't know how to do chalita properly, and therefore it's asur to do it. What is Tav Nun Dalet, Gimel? So what is chalita? It's when you take the kemach before you start kneading it, and you dip it in, you pour it into boiling hot water. Not letita like we learned the other day of cold water. This is boiling hot water. Mi'ikar din, according to the halacha, you're allowed to take flour. It's a question about kernels, but whatever. We'll talk about flour. You pour in the flour into boiling hot water, and it stops the fermenting chimutz process. And from then on, you can do whatever you want with it, and it cannot become chametz. So that is the halacha, but you have to know how to do it properly. So therefore, already in the times of, I think it was times in the Gaonim already, they asserted it, and we don't do it at all. Okay. Okay. Now, it's not asur behana, or to leave it in your house on Pesach, but it's certainly asur to eat a filu b'mashu, and we don't do it. Dalet.
The Shmur says,
So that's what comes out. He says first that's what he comes out, but then he says according to most achronim we're mekel. If you keep reading. So anyways, we don't do it, it's not really comes up anyway. Dalet. Ein adam yotze yedei chovato b'matzah gezula. One cannot be yotze with their matzah if it's stolen. You can't steal matzah and think you're going to get away with it and be yotze the mitzvah. B'meh devarim amurim, what are we talking about? Kishe gazal the matzah, when you steal the actual matzah. Avayim gazal chitim okemach v'asa o matzah, but if you just steal the kernels or the flour, and then so you acquire it by stealing, and then, so in this case, yotze ba shekana'a b'shinoi, because not only did you now take it, you also made a shinoi, you changed the item. V'damim levad hu chayav lo, but the money you're chayav to pay him, because you're a complete gazlan and you must pay. Okay, din imamunus, din shemaim, din bezin, din everything. But technically, you're a yotze the mitzvah of matzah because it changed. But listen, l'inyan bracha, he says to look ahead. So if you look down in the Mishnah Brura or other poskim, they say you're not allowed to say a bracha on this matzah, even though you stole it, the flour. You changed it into matzah, dough, matzah, etc. And your yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, it's a technical issue. All right, a lot of halacha is technical. So since you did the mitzvah and the item changed, you are, and there's other ramifications. Things happen to it. You're still chayav to pay him for it. But when it comes to saying a bracha, Chazal say, it's botzeya birach ni'etz Hashem. God doesn't want these type of brachos. It's disgusting what you're doing, and so it's not. It's even a bracha levatala, perhaps if you say such a bracha. You definitely do not say a bracha because you're definitely doing not against the ratzon of Hashem, and you're doing more averos than mitzvos, and so you don't say now. So that's certainly by birkat hamotzi. What about birkat? That's both on achilas matzah and hamotzi. You do not say the bracha. What about birkat hamazon? So again, even though you're doing a tremendous avera of being a gazlan, and Hashem doesn't want it from you, however, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah paskin by birkat hamazon, if you ate enough sviya to be chayav minatara, it's a safek, if you should say the bracha, and they say you do say the bracha misafek. Yeah, just to point out, many times it's obvious and many times it's not obvious, but the spirit of the halacha is more important than technicalities. But in general, we still follow technicalities as well.
Bottom line, don't steal mouse.
Right, don't steal mouse. Don't steal is the bottom line. Tav nun hey, din mayim shelanu. The halacha of water that must be left over from the lashon of lina, left over overnight. It doesn't mean sheli shacha, doesn't have nothing to do with ownership, it has to do with being left overnight. Aleph. Ey lashon elav mayim shelanu. We're only allowed, it's a din de rabbanan, you're only allowed to use water for making matzahs if it was left overnight. Right? We want to make sure that it's cool water, at least not more than room temperature. We don't want the water to be warm or hot. That's what it's based upon. So this applies to whether it's matzah for the first night or matzah for the whole week. It's an issue of chametz, and we don't want it. And, okay. Bein shehem mei barot umayanot, bein shehem mei neharot. It doesn't matter where the water comes from, whether it's from pits, springs, rivers. That's the halacha, because in general, often it is warm water. It gets heated from either from the sun, from the ground, whatever the situation is, especially in the spring is when things start heating up. So therefore, we want to make sure we're not using warm water, and therefore, right, you shouldn't keep it in a warm kitchen when you're making water. So you're not supposed to keep the water where you're baking the matzahs. We want to keep it room temperature. V'shoavim oto, one second, right, what's the way to do it? Is you're supposed to pull out the water, draw the water, samach lebein hashmashos, and you want to have it done during the day, but you want to have it done at the end of the day. Because we're assuming above ground is warmer than below ground. Right? If it's in its often colder source, so the idea is you want to keep it all day in the coolest place, so you leave it in the ground all day. And at night, when the sun goes down, it gets cooler. So that's when you want to have it out. But you want to have it out all night. So lechadchila, you want to do it as close to Bein HaShemashos as possible. But you want to make sure it's done before Bein HaShemashos. Okay, that's lechadchila. So you have it in the ground. The way the Mishnah Berurah puts it, 12 hours during the day in the ground and 12 hours overnight. And he points out, b'dieved, as long as it's you pull it out at least from Chatzot and on, that's good enough. Otherwise, you have to wait for the next day, like another night passes. If you pull it out after Chatzot, you want to have it at least done, at least draw the water before Chatzot, and to wait a full 12 full hours of being indoors in the shade where there's no sun on it. Okay? And if you leave it out over here, let's going to keep reading. And you want to make sure that the full night passes and the full 12 hour passes. But yeah, it doesn't have to be a full 12 hours if it was a full night. Even from Amud HaShachar, it's good enough, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Okay. Let's go on. V'cholim ushov yom echad l'yamim harbe. And you're allowed to pull out water, now for many days in advance, or for many days of making matzah. It doesn't have to be just one night. You can have it for weeks. That's not a problem. Okay, it's never too early. And if it's hot, make sure you put it into a cellar or a cold, cooler place. But if it's cold outside, then it's better to leave it outdoors in the shade. Because if it's cold outside, so then we assume it's warmer inside. Alright? Now, so typically they would draw the water and make sure they have it from, they would leave it outside probably. That's how they used to do it. So they're telling you, you leave it outdoors, you draw the water. Right? They didn't have big homes, they drew the water right before sundown, and they would leave it outside their houses in big containers. Best to keep it covered. But then, once the sun comes out in the morning, you don't want to leave it outside anymore because the sun is beating on it. So you want to bring it in as soon as you can in the morning. And it doesn't matter if it's cloudy. Don't let that fool you. They say the sun gets through it, and sometimes I don't know, but they say sometimes when it's cloudy, it's even stronger, the sun, in certain points where it breaks through, like it's a little more concentrated. But anyways, bottom line, it doesn't matter if it's sunny or cloudy. Once the sun rises, you want to make sure you keep it indoors, or at least covered.
Even if it's in a shady place,
so shady is considered is okay as well too,
yeah.
But it depends. You know, you want to keep wherever it's cooler. Haga, v'im lo yichnisam ba'ashkama. If you didn't do it early in the morning, im lo amdu kolkach ad shilchamu eino mazik. But if you didn't do it first thing in the morning, as long as it didn't get warm, then it's okay. What is warm? Two opinions brought in the Mishnah Berurah is the temperature of one's spit is one reason, and another opinion is just a little bit warm, that you can feel a difference. Then if it's too late, then you have to wait for the next day. Okay. We mentioned this before, perhaps. Anyways, every situation is what it is. We just keep the water in a bottle and closed overnight, keep it simple. Bishat Adchak, perhaps a fridge or freezer can help you a little bit. Okay. Right. And also, if you're going to be transporting things, you want to make sure, unless you're going to leave it over another night, make sure you don't have it, just keep track if it's going to be in a truck or anywhere closed where it's hot outside. So, anyways, just we leave it in a closed place for at least, you know, a night before. Let's keep reading. Right, we just said if you're traveling, you want to keep it covered. You don't want it to bake in a hot truck. Kishachal Pesach be'echad b'Shabbos. What happens if Pesach comes out on Saturday night, Sunday? So what do you do? When do you draw the water? You have to draw the Yesh Shavamayim or Shlosha Asar. Then you have to do it the Hainu Beleil Chamishi, the 13th, which is going to be Thursday night, because you need to draw it a full 24 hours before, and you want it to be right before. Okay.
Oh, no, it's planning for
after Shabbos. It's planning and could be carrying reasons, whatever. And you need to have a full... Okay. L'chadchila yesh lishov min harot v'lo min ha-be'erot. Better to take from rivers than from wells. Aval kishanerot gedolot me'afrashat shlagim gshamim tov yoter lishov min ha-be'erot. But if the water is coming from melted... Again, I don't know the exact metzias, but he writes, if you're getting from rivers that come from snow, you're actually better off getting from the pits, because by the time it gets to you, you're pulling it out from the ground, it's going to be heating up during her. It could be heating up during the day. Right? Depends on the situation. Now, when you set aside water for Mayim Shalanu, so now there's a halacha, or there's a custom, it's more a custom than a halacha, that if a person passes away in a house, so any water, now there's different opinions on the technicalities, but we'll just say like this, any water in a house that's not in a closed, with a closed or sealed container, again, there are different opinions. Bottom line, anything that's open, you want to, especially if it's drinking water, you want to spill it out. It's really for drinking water. Because we say, perhaps, there's a Ruach HaTuma, or the knife, from the Malach HaMavis gets dipped in there. It's dangerous to drink from this water. So any revealed water in the house where a person passes away, we spill it. Another reason is given, just so that the neighbors know, so that if someone died, they can help, or you know, Kohanim come. It's more of an announcement, so you don't have to say the peh.
Just verbally. Yaakov Emden felt very strongly that all food and water in the home where the mace actually took place should be destroyed and...
All food and water?
All food and water that
wasn't... Okay, that I never heard about.
And that he says sakana.
Okay.
Uses that lashon. It's Yaakov Emden's opinion. I don't think anyone else has
okay.
it.
Okay.
He's having
All right. I don't think that's anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's just a custom about water.
Yeah,
Gemara,
no,
Shulchan Aruch. Okay.
No, he's food. He times food and water.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Okay. So that's done, and not only that house, but the two adjacent homes. That's the custom.
Really?
Yeah.
That I don't.
Except not to cross the street. No. That's in the Shulchan. You'll see that in your Yerdea. That's clear. So that is a.
Stay tuned.
It's in the end of your Yerdea. So that is a, it's a common custom, but I know a lot of people, maybe the most, I'm not sure, don't follow it. Nowadays, people don't usually die in the house. Sometimes they do. But anyways, it doesn't apply across the street.
Is it that they die in a house that it applies, or where there is a mason house?
No, dies. No. Well, that's also a question. That's another, a lot of pratin to this custom.
You bring it in. The home to do shmirah before it arrives.
So yeah, it happens.
If I remember correctly, what Yaakov Emden's Lashon was the person is nifter in the home.
Yeah, that's the custom.
He's nifter.
So anyways, what do you do with Mayim Shelanu? If you have Mayim Shelanu that's in the house, so the halacha is you don't spill it out, because we say Hashem is, you do it for a mitzvah, Hashem protects you, and then it's also a zilzil for the mitzvah. So if it's Mayim Shelanu, you do not spill it out, especially if it's meant for the matzahs. Some say you do, if it's not meant for the matzahs of the mitzvah, like if it's for the rest of the week and you don't hold it's a mitzvah, so then it's another story, but okay. You still don't have to. And then the other custom, which I don't think is kept at all, is every time the season changes, 4 times a year, at that moment, any open water, wherever you are, you have to spill it out. It's a sakana. So, okay. Now, one way to prevent it, he says, "Umikol makom tov lechatchila asim behem barzel." But if you have metal, or it could be that it's only barzel. Was it barzel? Is iron, right?
Right.
So if it's, some say only whatever, that protects it from getting endangered. So okay, let's go on. Some say lechatchila one should not have a non-Jew do this because it's for the mitzvah. It's kavod to the mitzvah for a Jew to do it himself. And for the whole week, really a Jew should try and do it. Okay, it's part of kavod to the mitzvah. Okay. And it's best to set aside special water for that, for the matzah shell mitzvah for the first night. The nohagim likach klicheres chadashim ve'ein l'shenot haminad avav b'shel eitz ein lahakvid. Now, if you're going to be using, now whenever you're doing mayim shelanu for preparing the water for making the matzah, if it's klicheres, the minag is to use brand new ones. If you're going to use wood, metal, whatever, then you have to make sure it's clean, hilchos pesach, and that's enough. Okay, please.
Where's Mayim Miuchadim?
Set aside.
When you draw it, you say L'shem.
Yeah, verbally, even verbally, the Mishnah Berurah says you should say it's L'shem Atzas Mitzvah. Okay. Base. Yesh Omim Shamayim HaMuchunasim V'sistir Na'amuta L'shbehem Samach L'shivatan. Some say from this place it's okay to take water from there and without having it rest overnight to cool down. V'ein L'hakel. One should not be make of davarim lo bishat etchak, unless it's bishat etchak, because the Mishnah Berurah says, because we know sometimes even there, in other words, you can never be too sure. Sometimes when you think the water is cool, sometimes it's not, or this time it's cool, the next day it won't be, and
is it
to be
cool,
safe.
Or is it based on availability? No. Meaning if you don't have man chayim, so then are we saying
you never want to take water. It doesn't matter. Always, 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 no matter what the source is, you always leave it overnight. That's the zera.
That I understand, but when we're talking about the cistern water, so are we saying that we shouldn't be makel if we have water available for Mayim Chayim? Because cistern water would not be in Mayim Chayim.
It's not cistern. It's not like a saved water. That's not what this is. This is like a...
There's a cistern, which is like a well.
Okay, fine.
It was basically a man-made bore.
Yeah.
Aqueduct.
Okay, fine.
That transported water. So are we saying,
correct,
if you have Mayim Chayim, so that you can take it, but if you don't have Mayim
Chayim, there's nothing to do.
Oh, it's just a Chassidish thing, Mayim Chayim?
It does not have to be Mayim Chayim.
All right, that's
it. Any water, it doesn't matter if it's from Mayim Chayim, whether it's from a wellspring, whether it's from a pit, an aqueduct. But it doesn't matter. And all of them have to be Mayim, that Shelanu, that left overnight.
All right.
And then he points out, for rainwater, if you want to take rainwater straight, I don't know who's going to do that, it's dirty. But he says, for that water, even if it rains during the day or night, even if the sun is out, you can use it right away.
Okay.
Gimel. That's the Mishnah Berurah. And everything's a machlokas, but that's the bottom line. Gimel. Ein lalush b'mayim chamin afilo lo nichamu ela b'chama. You're not allowed to use water that was heated, even if it was from just the sun. V'lo mayim hagrufi midud gadol shenechashto ava v'talui al mekom ha'esh u'mayim shebetocho poshrim. Also, not supposed to use water from these big giant vats for boiling, even though it wasn't boiled yet. It's just and it's a thick bronze metal, whatever, it doesn't matter. Even if it's still, what's it called? Even if it's only poshim, just a bit warm, we don't use it. Afilu kishein lukewarm. Afilu kishein ha'esh tachtav. Even if there's no fire underneath it. Okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out, any water that became hot, it's a machlokas l'maisa if you're ever allowed to use it again. I'm talking like boiled water, hot water, anything that became, if you're ever allowed to use it again. But he says you're allowed to be so much pishatah. Okay, v'yesh, v'imavar v'lash, bein v'ilu, bein v'mayim, shalol lanu asur. Now, if this water was used, so then it's asur v'di'evid, whether it's asur b'diavad to use, period. Okay, once it was hot and you already baked with matzahs, that with water that was not overnight, it's part of the asur derabanan, and you cannot use it. V'yesh, we don't say it's chametz, but it's asur to eat it. V'yesh cholkin umatirin belash b'mayim shelo lanu. Some say no. If b'diavad, if it didn't stay overnight, you're allowed to use it, because only b'di'evid though. V'yesh omrin de b'shogeg mutter. And some say if it was done b'shogeg, it's mutter. And so b'shulchan aruch paskens u'bishat hadchak yesh lismoch aleihem. If you have no other water and it was done and you have no choice, then you're allowed to use it, even for the first night. But Mishnah Berurah says, especially for the first night, try not to. I mean, it's a little obvious, but the whole thing is b'shat hadchak. Aga, va'afilu b'lo dechak, ish la'atirim avar, v'shogeg, v'lash, v'mayim shalanu. Ramah's actually a bit more make over here, and he says, if it was done b'shogeg, even if it's not b'shat hadchak, you can use it. Dalit, mayim shalolanu, shenitbatlu chag b'trei, v'mayim shalanu, lashin behem. If water gets mixed in, even just barov, doesn't have to be batel b'shishim. Once it's batel barov, chad betray, then with water that was left over and water that was fresh, it gets mixed in, as long as you follow the rov, and then you can use all of it together. And interesting enough, normally we say, ein mevatlin eser lechatchila, but the Mishnah Berurah says, in this case, you are allowed to be mevatel lechatchila. Hey, noagim shalei yitein melech v'matzah v'nachon adavar v'afilu b'dievet yesh le'esah. Now, when you're making matzah, you're not allowed to into the dough or into the water add salt. We're afraid salt is going to quick up the chametz process, and therefore it's aser to you add salt, and that's the correct thing to do. The Ramah holds even b'di'evid you're not supposed to eat it. Now, once it's already baked, obviously you can add as much salt as you want. That's not the problem. It's when you're doing it during the kneading process. One more. Lasha matzah. Once again, a few of the evidence. Right. If it's just a drop of salt, Mishnah Berurah says that it's not aser b'di'evid. Okay, fine. And then, some argue on this b'di'evid. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's only a little bit of salt, you could be mako. And hana is not a problem, even according to the Ramah. Vav. Lasha matzah b'ketzach v'shum shemim v'nei tvali. Kshera. Really it's supposed to just be water and, right, we just learned? Water and flour. That's all you want in there. But if you put in ketzach, which is some kind of seed,
caraway
or nigel,
yeah.
Two different possibilities, or whatever, any kind of a seed doesn't do much to it, not a problem. Shumshimin, sesame, not such a big deal. Ubamini, tevali, but we don't. But I'm saying, lechatchila, you don't put it in. But b'diavad, it's okay, according to everybody. We're going to see, even according to the Rama. Mini tivalim. Well, kidneys is another issue. Fine. Well, outside of kidneys. We're talking, this halacha is for, this halacha is for like chametz. We're not talking about kidneys over here. So, if it was included, so if it had uva mine tivalin, spices, also, you're not allowed to put in there, add flavor, you can't. You have to, after the matzah is baked, you can add. But, b'di'evet, kshera, it is kosher 100%, afilu b'di'evet, according to the mechaber. Kevan sheish b'hem ta'al matzah, as long as it has the flavor of matzah, you don't say b'di'evet, and even if it was mixed in, even with the, any spice, you're allowed to have it. You're allowed to eat it. But you're not supposed to put it this in. Because again, we're afraid it's that sharp flavor and it's going to heat up the process. But Haga writes, when it comes to pepper, I feel b'di'evid aser, even b'di'evid you're not allowed to. Same thing if you just put in plaster. You know, you put in some plaster, it makes a chemical reaction. And I thought it was plaster. Okay, lie, whatever it is. Anyways, that's also a problem, according to the Ramah. Some other spices you'll see, like clove, saffron, whatever. It's a big machlokas if it has the same din or not.